WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston at a port in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
No contract, no work! No contract, no work!
Members of the International Longshoremen's Association off the job and walking the picket line over pay and automation. The strike affects ports along the East and Gulf Coasts and could lead to price hikes and supply chain snarls if it lasts a long time. The first and only vice presidential debate is tonight. ABC's Perry Russum.
Both candidates have work to do. A majority of voters believe neither Walz nor Vance are qualified to serve as president if needed. And a source with the Walz campaign says they're not convinced anything tonight will move the needle when it comes to November's election.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says recovery from the damage left behind by Hurricane Helene will be a monumental task. President Biden will survey the damage for himself later this week. Israel urging those living in Lebanese border towns to evacuate as IDF troops move in. They have been conducting what they say are limited and targeted raids against Hezbollah. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Former President Donald Trump is in the Dane County village of Wanakee today. Trump will be at Dane Manufacturing before heading to a speaking event at Discovery World in Milwaukee. Dane County and Milwaukee are both Democratic strongholds. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will restart the process to change PFAS regulations for drinking water. The National Resources Board approved a request for public hearings on the subject in its meeting last week. The DNR wants to set regulations to meet federal guidelines, but the change must go through a full round of hearings and meetings. A 12-member legislative study committee on Sandhill Cranes meets at the Capitol in Madison today. The big birds can be a real problem when they swoop down on farm fields. Committee members have asked to come up with recommendations for a solution to the problem, including a possible hunting season. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny, and it is going to be cooler today with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20. Clear tonight with a low dropping down to the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming breezy. 72 on Thursday. Mostly sunny, 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
99.7.
Yeah.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Happy Tuesday morning. Dave Grant joining you after 6 a.m. with the Stray Cats on Max FM.
She's got
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on your Tuesday morning. A little bit cool out there. I walked out there this morning in shorts. I was caught a little bit off guard by that. I knew it was going to cool down. Just didn't really think about it when I put shorts on this morning. Let's take a look at your weather forecast. Today it will be sunny with a high of 65. Tonight it will be partly cloudy with a low right around 40 degrees. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 72. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 75. As we get closer to the weekend on Friday, sunny with a high of 71. On Saturday, sunny and beautiful, a high of 75. On Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 73. We only have a slight chance of a possible rain maybe Saturday night. That is the only rain in our forecast. It's really too soon to tell if we're going to have rain or not this weekend, but I think we're going to have a beautiful weekend. Looking forward to that. I'm excited, you know. It is hard to believe that is October 1st already. It just seems like it was Labor Day, and now it's October already. Got a few things we need to get done around the house and starting to think about all those before, you know, that other season in Wisconsin kicks in, which none of us are excited about whatsoever. Coming up, we'll have our look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank and music by Michael Jackson on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. This weekend will feature a number of fall-related celebrations, including the Fall Fair on the Square in downtown Baraboo. Over 170 artists and crafters will showcase and sell their beautifully designed goods, numerous food trucks, some engaging kids' activities, great live music, and a farmer's market. This event will be from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. coming up on Saturday, October 5th. And that same day, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., the Sauk Prairie FFA alumni will be hosting their Fall Harvest Festival. And the event will be happening at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. Tractor riders' breakfast will be at the Gym Bar and Grill at 8 a.m. Food vendors will be available from 9:30 until 1 p.m. Kids' pedal pull at 10 a.m. Tractor parade at 10:30. And then the tractor, car, and truck show will be 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Other vehicles and machinery will be on display. All the details can be found at Sauk Prairie FFA.com/harvestfest. It'll also be the Fall Festival and open house at Durward's Glen with 20 plus artists and craft vendors, live music, self-guided tours of the buildings and ground, plus concessions available. Details for that event can be found at durwardsglen.org. That'll be from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. You can also enjoy the Lord's Acre Festival. That's going to be happening at Black Hawk Bethlehem Church in Sauk City. Bake sale, youth brat stand, and farmer's market. Pork chop dinner will be served from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and then an auction from 1 until 3. BlackHawkBethlehem.org for all the details on that event. And those are just a few of the many events happening around the area to celebrate fall.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
99.7 Max FM.
Shaka chaka. been hit by a smooth criminal.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's the fix. One thing leads to another on Max FM.
Shots, scratch your 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. If you were a Verizon customer yesterday, it was a very interesting day. Right around 9 a.m. yesterday, Verizon cell service went down for many customers, if not all Verizon customers. And it did come up right around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Now, Verizon did something that most companies should not do. They did not say what happened or why it happened, and they did not give any updates as to what they're doing to prevent the outage. They just all of a sudden came back on and said, yeah, our cell service is restored. If I were a cellular customer in that case, I would be somewhat frustrated because I would not have had cell coverage all day. I know some people that did not have cell coverage yesterday. One of them is actually somebody that works here, and I was trying to get a hold of him and could not because he was traveling and his cell phone was not working. Of all days for him to be traveling, he was going throughout places in the state of Wisconsin. We couldn't talk whatsoever, and you know, it's weird. You get so used to being able to text someone, call someone, and have that instant communications. Doesn't happen. His phone was stuck in SOS mode, which means he did not have any services anywhere. And it's just, it's weird. They didn't give any indication of, yeah, we're going to try to make sure this doesn't happen again in the future. That is slightly concerning. A lot of speculation out there as to what happened. Not going to go into any of that because I don't know any of the facts at this point in time. If we do find out more, we'll definitely pass that along. So yeah, very interesting day to say the least yesterday.
Looking for a great deal when going out to eat? Hey, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we got some great deals going on all week at our ranch. Mondays and Wednesdays are senior days, where seniors get an extra dollar off the senior price on the buffet. Tuesday is kids' day, where kids 10 and under eat for free. And also Wednesdays is double points day at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. Thursdays, we got to buy one large pizza, get the second one free. Give us a call at 768-5555.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Again Fling's. Try Game Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Good Morning Egg. Tim Fisher will start with Major League Baseball, where the wild card round of the playoffs opens up today for the Milwaukee Brewers as they play host to the New York Mets at AmFam in the best 2-out-of-3 series. The Brewers in the regular season took 5 out of 6 matchups from the Mets. First pitch today, sent for 4:30. Freddie Peralta gets the start against Luis Severino. On to football, where it's an off day for the Green Bay Packers as they get set to prepare to head to LA to take on the Rams on Sunday. The Pack coming off of their 31-29 loss at the hands of the Minnesota Vikings. To college football, where the Wisconsin Badgers will be back at work as they look to snap a 2-game losing skid when they host Purdue on Saturday. The Badgers committed 2-2, the Boilermakers at 1-3. Finally to the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks open up training camp practices today. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny, and it is going to be cooler today with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20. Clear tonight with a low dropping down to the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming breezy. 72 on Thursday. Mostly sunny, 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
99.7.
Talk about it.
take me to?
Funky Town.
Won't you take me to?
Funky Town.
Won't you take me to?
Funky Town.
Won't you take me to?
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here are the Go-Go's. Vacation on Max FM.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Just go ahead now, and if you wanna buy me flowers. just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now. And if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. And if you want to call me, baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now. And if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Tuesday morning. That is Cool in the Gang Celebration. We'll be doing a little bit of celebrating today. I have some tickets that I'm going to be giving away this morning, so stay tuned to that in the 7 o'clock hour. Make sure you have our text line handy, 608-355-9970. Or better yet, download the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on Max FM. Go to the bottom of the screen. Click text, and I'm going to tell you how you get a chance to win two tickets this morning. That is going to be fun. I always like giving away stuff. There's going to be some other exciting stuff happening this week as well. Some more tickets for some things that are happening in the area this weekend. I'm going to be interviewing somebody on Thursday as well, so I'm still finalizing all the details on that. I'm excited, if you can tell, and it's always fun to do things with music. Let's take a look at that forecast. Today, sunny with a high of 65. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low right around 40. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny, a high of 72. Thursday, sunny with a high of 75. On Friday, it's going to be sunny again, high of 71. Now, we were notified of a couple of road closures that are going to be happening in our area. Today, the Baraboo Water Utility will be replacing a water main valve on 11th Street, and that means 11th Street will be closed between Warren Street and East Street from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. The Baraboo Water Utility will be busy again tomorrow. They're replacing another water main valve. This will be on 13th Street, and 13th Street will be closed between Warren Street and East Street from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. So those are on the Max FM Facebook page if you need to know about those. I know road closures are inconvenient, but, you know, some maintenance things need to be done, and none of us get excited about that, but we also want to have water. Some very important things in this world, just saying. Coming up, well, Cindy Lauper on Max FM.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class, fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
God bless you, please, Mrs.
With
Robinson.
Hits like Bridge Over Troubled Water, Mrs. Robinson, and Hazy Shade of Winter, Simon and Garfunkel became one of the most famous best-selling duos of their time. You can relive that history with Sounds of Forever Simon and Garfunkel, a tribute, on Saturday, October 5th at 7 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 for adults and $10 for students. This concert event is presented by River Arts Incorporated and sponsored by Culver's and Holiday Inn Express of Sauk City.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Is nothing new. Flashback.
secondhand unwind.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I'll be
so sad in photographs. I absolutely love her when she smiles. How many days in a year she woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere, making her promises never for real. As long as she stands there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear when you look in the mirror? It's a happy. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And why she looks so sad in photographs. I absolutely love her when she smiles. Now how many lovers would stay just to put up with this every day and all day? How do we wind up this way? Watching our mouths for the words that we say. As long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose. How do we get there today when we're walking too far for the price of a shoe? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. But you never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, when she smiles. Well,
Well, she looks so sad in photographs. I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl. The pretty face she hid from the world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her. When she smiles, when she smiles.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Our 50-minute music hour continues with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Max FM.